This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. My brothers and sisters in Islam, as we are living these beautiful, blessed days of the month of Ramadan, we need to understand what we want to achieve at the end of it. One of the things that we want to achieve is that our heart remains in contact with Allah Azza wa Jal and aware of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. This is something we want to achieve. We want to keep away from al-ghafla, heedlessness. Allah Azza wa Jal in the Quran, He says, وَلَا تَكُمْ مِنَ الْغَافِلِينَ. Don't you dare be from among those who are heedless. And so Ramadan is an opportunity to cleanse the heart from heedlessness. No doubt it is an opportunity. And Ramadan is an opportunity to gain closeness to Allah Azza wa Jal and to always be aware of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Let me teach you about the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam himself. How was he always aware of Allah Azza wa Jal? How was he far away from heedlessness? How did he remain connected with Allah Azza wa Jal? Listen to this. Yani, you might be surprised with what I'll tell you, but in fact, this is the reality and this is the truth in terms of how a person is going to remain connected with Allah Azza wa Jal and aware of Allah Azza wa Jal. For example, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he sees a mother in Al-Madinah and she was hugging her child after having lost him. So when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam looks at his companions and he says to them, would you imagine that this mother would ever throw that child in the hellfire or in a fire? They said no. Then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said to them, Allah Azza wa Jal is more merciful upon the servant than the mercy of this mother upon her child. Yani Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sees a mother and her child and he remembers the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. You see how he's aware? He's aware of Allah's mercy just by looking at a mother and her baby. In another incident, for example, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he sees two rams, sheep, rams with horns. Yantatihan, they were fighting each other, head-butting each other. So when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he says to Abu Dharr from the companions, أَتَدْرِي فِي مَا يَنْتَطِحَانَ. He says to him, oh Abu Dharr, do you know why these two rams are head-butting each other and fighting each other? Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu says, لَا أَدْرِي, I don't know. So when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَدْرِي. However, Allah Azza wa Jal knows why they are fighting with each other. SubhanAllah, once again, these are rams. They're two sheep today in the wildlife. You know, there are people that go and they take pictures and they record wildlife and animals fighting each other and eating each other and so on. And they are just, oh, wow, and they make a remark and they make a comment and so on and document it and Instagram. That's all. However, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in this moment, he remembers Allah. He says, وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَدْرِي. He is saying to Abu Dharr, these two animals are fighting and Allah knows. He's remembering the name of Allah Al-Aleem. He's remembering Allah's knowledge and Allah's wisdom. Allahu Akbar. In another instant, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he sees the sun and it was setting. The sun is setting. This is normal activity. It happens every day. However, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he comes to Abu Dharr and he says to him, Ya Aba Dharr, or he says to the companions in another narration, he says, أَتَدْرِي أَيْنَ تَغْرُبُ الشَّمْسِ. Do you know where the sun sets? So Abu Dharr, he says, Allahu wa Rasuluhu A'lam. Allah and his messenger know. I don't know. So then the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he says, تَغْرُبُ حَتَّى تَسْجُدَ عِنْدَ الْعَرْشِ. Allahu Akbar. He says that the sun continues to set until it prostrates beneath the arsh. Once again, the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he sees the sun and he is remembering the throne of Allah. He's remembering the power of Allah and the might of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. This is how you remain connected with Allah, that you remember Allah Azza wa Jalla in everything that you see around you. In another instant, we have Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when it used to rain, he would walk in the rain. He would literally walk in the rain and he would expose his skin and his hair to the rain. And the companions would wonder why he's doing so. So then he would say to them, إِنَّهُ حَدِيثُ عَهْدٍ بِرَبِّهِ. That it is fresh, it's just come from its Lord, it's come from Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And he wants to make physical contact with the water because it has just come from Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. What is this? This is how we remain connected with Allah Azza wa Jal. That's how we remain aware of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And these events are full in the history and the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'll share with you one last one. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he sees the moon, the full moon. So he looks to his companions and he says to them, إِنَّكُمْ سَتَرَوْنَ رَبَّكُمْ كَمَا تَرَوْنَ الْقَمَرَ لَيْلَةَ الْبَدْرِ لَا تُضَامُونَ فِي رُؤْيَتِهِ. He says to them, my companions, you will most surely see Allah on the Day of Judgment in the same manner that you are looking at this full moon tonight. لَا تُضَامُونَ فِي رُؤْيَتِهِ, meaning none of you will be cramped and on top of each other to see Allah Azza wa Jal. Everyone from his own home, from his own land in the paradise, from his own backyard and own castle will be able to see Allah Azza wa Jal. But the idea once again, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sees the moon and he remembers seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the Day of Judgment. Allahu Akbar. And so you, my brothers and sisters in Islam, especially in the month of Ramadan, read the Quran and see Allah's mercy in these ayat that you're reading. See Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's knowledge in the ayat that you're reading. You look up to the heavens and you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's might. You remember and you remind yourself, look at this heaven. If Allah azza wa jal wasn't holding the sky, it would literally fall and crush us and destroy us all once and for all, subhanallah. However, Allah azza wa jal, يُمْسِكُ السَّمَاءَ رَفَعَ السَّمَاءَ بِغَيْرِ عَمَدٍ تَرَوْنَهَا. He held and he lifts the sky without any pillars that we see. Like this, you see the clouds, and the clouds are heavy. As-sahab al-thiqal. How come they don't fall on the earth? And how come the plane just flies straight through them without anything happening to it? Subhanallah. And you remember the might and the strength of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his ability over all things, just like this. This is how you remain connected with Allah and aware of Allah azza wa jal, far away from heedlessness. We ask Allah azza wa jal to instill within us al-yaqeen billah, certainty in Allah Azza wa Jal. We ask him subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from ghafla, from heedlessness. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept from us and to bestow his mercy and forgiveness upon us. Wallahu a'lam. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.